As the snow piles up and people across the West begin to break out their skis and snowboards, Wyoming's biggest ski resort is getting ready to celebrate its 50th winter season. The Jackson Hole Mountain Resort now has 116 ski trails, 13 lifts, an aerial tram, and 2,500 acres of terrain. But back in 1965, it saw just a handful of skiers going up on two chairlifts. The resort's business development director, Bill Lukowitz, joined Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard to talk about the resort's past, present, and future.
That season, the Tiwanaut and Aprevu chairlifts opened, and that summer, the summer of 1966, the tram opened for the first time to the public. So this will be our 50th winter of operation, and we're looking forward to it.
Tourism and recreation have really grown in the region over the last 50 years. What kind of a role has Jackson Hole Mountain Resort played in that?
It's played a big role of making the Jackson Hole area a four-season resort. Tourism in Jackson Hole has been popular all the way back to the turn of the century when the first dude ranches opened up in Jackson Hole and people traveled through Jackson to Yellowstone National Park. So tourism wasn't new to Jackson Hole, but winter tourism did not even exist. You know, Yellowstone closes in the winter time to motorized traffic other than snowmobiles, and people just didn't come to the region for winter tourism. With the opening of the Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, that started changing things. It was known right from the start as a nationally and internationally known resort, and it started attracting visitors from all over the country. And now 15% of our business is also international. So it changed the landscape to Jackson Hole. People were able to get jobs. We're the main driver of the winter economy. That's easy to say. We have the largest employee base in winter. We employ 1,800 employees on a seasonal basis, and then year-round, somewhere over 200 year-round employees. So we're a big part of the Jackson Hole economy, and really the growth of Jackson Hole, population-wise and people who have come here to live, and also second homeowners, has been driven a lot by the resort being here in the wintertime.
Now, one of the complications, though, of a resort town and a growing tourism industry can be a rising cost of living and former residents being priced out of their homes. And we've certainly seen these things in Jackson. How is the resort addressing this?
You know, it is a problem at most resorts throughout the West and throughout the country. It's a little more dramatic in Jackson Hole with 97% of Teton County being public land, either national park, national forest, or national elk refuge. So housing has been a big issue. The Jackson Hole Mountain Resort has taken a very active role. We just completed a project in the town of Jackson called Powderhorn. Powderhorn is one of the biggest employee housing projects run by a private company or corporation. We will continue with our employee housing initiative and only do more to help the situation. Will it completely solve it? No. But we're doing our part, and others in the community are working very diligently to do the same.
As the resort marks its 50th winter season, do you guys have anything special planned for this year?
The next event we're doing is Flashback Friday, and that will be the day after Thanksgiving. We're offering skiing for $6, lessons and rentals for $6. And all the funds from that day will be donated to four local charities. December 19th, that day we're calling as our official birthday. And that day is full of celebration. The first thing we're going to be doing that morning is opening the new Teton lift. The new Teton lift accesses an area that was previously hiked to only and is really the last area that we can develop on the mountain. That afternoon, we're going to again show our 50th movie and follow that by a fireworks celebration like we've never seen. We're hoping for lots of people come out and celebrate our birthday. Our next event the first weekend of February, we're having our reunion weekend, and we're inviting all past employees of the ski area and other local businesses who've worked in Jackson over the years, may still work here, to come and enjoy a weekend in Jackson Hole and help celebrate our 50th anniversary.
As the resort looks towards the next 50 years, how do you imagine that will look like?
Obviously, the growth can't be as dramatic on the mountain as what we've seen already. We've covered much of the terrain, and we're really moving forward with more summer activities. We're trying to grow at our summer. You'll see also added growth on the mountain with amenities, new restaurants on the mountain. We're also, some of our lifts we need to replace as they get 50 years. We're going to replace a lift this coming summer with a new gondola, and that will take the place of an older chairlift that we'll be removing and give great access to the new Teton lift and the Casper chairlift area.
Bill Lukowitz is the Business Development Director at the Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, which is celebrating and marking its 50th winter season this year. The opening day is Thanksgiving. Bill, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You bet. It was my pleasure. Thank you.